A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, we have this confidence in God, that if we ask anything according to God's will, God hears us. And if we know that God hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked God for is ours. The word of the Lord. In our parish missions, the topic of prayer of petition comes up over and over again. And so it is the reason why I have chosen just to reflect on this first little section of our reading for today. Does God hear my requests? And if so, why does it seem like my prayers often are not answered? Why doesn't God bring about the changes for which I beg and plead? It may be for the recovery of a drug-addicted son or daughter. It may be for a grandchild who has cancer. Perhaps our prayer is for an end to our own depression or chronic illness of some kind, or for employment, or for an end to poverty and violence in our world, or for so many other issues that we could list, all pretty important to us and never trivial. This first section from the letter of John says that God hears and answers all our prayers. And even Jesus in the Gospel says, ask, seek, and knock, for the door will be always open to you, and you will always find. What we fail to appreciate is that God answers our prayers ordinarily through human resources, therapists, spiritual guides, physicians, scientists, family members, friends, and most especially from the Spirit moving through our own conscience and heart. For example, rural people may be praying for rain during a drought. Well, this seems like a very good thing to do. Perhaps the prayers might instead be for the farmers and agriculturalists to discover productive ways to farm that are more drought resistant. This is a much more difficult question, and it requires human effort and research coming together in cooperation with God's inspiration. And even when we pray for someone else, we are always the first to benefit. We may pray that Grandma survive her stroke, and then are totally heartbroken when she dies. But all along, we know that through our prayer, the Spirit of God was nudging each of Grandma's family members at each stage to know what she needed by way of care, presence, and love, and giving us all the courage to be with her as she died. God was hearing our prayers. The great spiritual writer, Joyce Rupp, has written about this in a book titled, May I Walk You Home, Sharing Christ's Love with the Dying. Because death within our Christian belief is never the end. It is total healing, eternal life, and coming home. Through it all, our own faith is strengthened. In our prayers for others, for the resolution of a particular problem, for help for ourselves or others, for an end to war and suffering of every kind. God is answering our prayer to the extent that you and I see ourselves as part of the solution. We seek the resources and advice of others. We modify our behavior. We organize others who can help. We vote. We sign petitions. We make phone calls to find the shelters and social workers. We pay attention to what is happening, to changes, and yes, most importantly, to the ideas that pop into our heads. This is all the process of prayer. Prayer petition is never magic. God loves us so much and only wants good for us, never sends the suffering, but inspires us to seek and find the solutions we need. Then, too, we must face the mystery of suffering. After all we do, all our combined efforts to seek solutions, and after there are no more medical treatments available, and after all our prayers, some situations remain the same or disintegrate even to the point of death. We must never, ever say it came as a result of a lack of faith or an uncaring, unhearing God, or human neglect. God will never fail us and will always, in these circumstances, help bring about good, even through tragic circumstances and sin. Sometimes, quite often, in fact, I hear people say, "Well, God never sends us more than we can bear." I reject that notion. I do not believe God sends any of the suffering. It is part of our imperfect world, a part of sin, a part of greed, violence, cycles of wounds that aren't healed, and our primitive state of evolution. Someday there will be cures for all cancers, for Ebola, for schizophrenia, for Alzheimer's, for birth defects. Someday, working with each other and under God's inspiration, we will solve gun control, war, hunger, poverty, and climate volatility. In the meantime, daily, we draw closer and closer in prayer to the God of all goodness and compassion, and relying on that strength, we remain firm as beacons of hope in our world for all to see.